Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hey, and welcome back to yet another Attraction HQ podcast. Now, joining me today is lovely Elliot. Now, Elliot has helped me out a bunch of times in my life. I've also had the pleasure of seeing him running events and speaking. He is the founder and creator of Power to Succeed. Power to Succeed, which is, well, maybe you can describe it best in your own words.
Sure. It's a two-day experiential seminar. Uh-huh. It's also a year program and a book.
Right.
Where what we do is really work with people to help them have the confidence to step into their identity, whether they want to create it or explore it.
Right. And I think a huge thing that I always find is people don't take the first step on that path or on that journey because they don't have clarity about what the outcome is going to be. They're not 100% sure or fixed about what they want. They're worried that they don't have a good enough game plan yet. And mm-hmm. So like they're not going to succeed the first time around. And they think, you know what, I'll just make sure I get more recon, or I'll just wait another year, or I'll just do this. And you know what? Time goes by, and then suddenly you have that nagging feeling of I'm not quite on my path.
Or they just need more research, or just a better execution plan.
Right. And, you know, obviously the Attraction HQ listeners, I bet some of you would like to meet women or more women, and that's why you're tuning in. This could, however, be something that, you know, very much relates to other areas of your life. If you've always thought about setting up your own business, but you've hesitated, or it could be something as seemingly simple as beginning to meet women. I have I have my own subscribers club, and a lot of, I have to say, I love you if you're listening. I love you, but is a horrible word. But there are some people on there who ask a lot of technical questions and want to know kind of the A to Z of meeting women, which, by the way, that if anybody wrote it, that would be a long book, you know, before taking the first step out the door, you know. The nice word for them is armchair pickup artists.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And there's lots of armchair people in life, right? In fact, we have a loose theme of chairs.
We have a theme of chairs to this podcast. We do. I mean, there's armchair trainers, armchair coaches, armchair business owners, armchair billionaires. And that's exactly where they are in the armchair, telling you how you could do it better, but they're not doing it themselves.
Right. And what we need to do with that, I think, is just to begin with this process of, you know, I'm all about people just starting on the journey, stumbling a bit as they go along. And gradually, you know, as you begin, you kind of slowly, you know, if you're doing things in the right way, with the right intent and the right clarity, you do gradually pull in the right direction, you know. And I can say, as I was running my own business with good relationships, bad relationships, I am a constant work in progress. And I think that's true for everybody.
Absolutely.
And what really interested me about some of the work that you were doing is you do some pretty out there, like, I'm down with out there. I'd like to say I'm very down with out there. Wow. I was just telling Elliot how, like, I'm spending my mornings at the moment pacing up and down on my wooden balcony barefoot to try and ground myself a bit better. It's not a lawn, but it'll do. So I like kind of out there stuff. And some of the things and the experiences you were talking about on your training programs sounded weird, but great in terms of bringing people more towards things. So, you know, how would you, when people first come to you, what's their general general kind of state of mind of problem, if we can.
Yeah. A lot of them come to me, whether they be women or men. Let me focus on the men. A lot of them come with a desire or want, or almost what I would call a fantasy or a Hollywood theme going on in their mind, especially being a, you know, male, masculine. They're like, oh, I need to achieve this. I must succeed. And there's a big disconnect between, and this is what we talk a lot, their identity of how they perceive themselves now to how they think they should be now, which is where a lot of the inner conflict comes in and a lot of the fight and the feeling of failure, or I'm not good enough, or I can't be that way. So if we dial back to, you said, you know, you have to subscribe all about meeting women until they can see themselves confidently as that person that can meet women, then everything in between gets in the way. And so that's where they come to me in that kind of with that gap. And what we do throughout the weekend and throughout the year is really iron out that gap and give them the tools to step in and be confident, whether it's to find, I've had people that have come to me literally to find their wife. And I'm happy to say that three out of three that have come to me, not many do, have found their wife. But not because I'm about relationships. That's the thing. I leave that wholeheartedly to
think,
you.
I think that the relationship is never about the relationship, though. Here's the trick, guys. You want dating advice, you want relationship advice. You don't really want it. You want something else. But that's the
quick fix
that's guided you in this general direction. So kind of if you're sitting there and you think you're coming from a space of want, and I think you're so right when you're describing that, and I know I'm a woman saying this, but I'm forgiving myself. You know, that gap that guys feel between where they project and they feel they should be to where they actually are, and the lack of acceptance around that and forgiveness. And in fact, that causes so much frustration and so much angst. And then that feeling of lack of self-worth, then even if they have potentially good opportunities in the areas of their life arising, sometimes they feel that they're not in the right space or they're not ready yet to take on that mantle. And so actually inadvertently back away from things, become more frustrated, and it's like a bad cycle.
Yeah.
And there's something in that that is more of a guy thing from, you know, girls, women, we have a whole other set of stuff going on. But that is a distinctly masculine problem that I see when it comes to the gap between where they are and achieving what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And what really excited me, because I usually, when I have somebody in, I chat to them, you know, as would be normal. We have a coffee or something, like, before we start talking. And Elliot was talking to me about this. I said this slightly out there exercise that he gets people to do as part of his training to help kind of bring them closer to listening to, you know, that voice of success or thinking more along the right lines. And I was geeking out over this because I thought it sounded, I was like, this sounds really, I think I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
like, I start tomorrow. I might not. And how, what do you call the exercise?
We call it Meet Your Success.
Okay.
So
this is a big secret, guys. So you better listen.
Yeah, so it is a bit. So you better listen in and cannot share this with anybody. You know, this is top secret, filed, sealed.
Podcast on iTunes,
exactly.
Kind of secret.
Yeah, that kind of secret. So it's based, you know, credit where credit is based on Gestalt. It comes from Gestalt, and it comes from something called the empty chair. And that's something that a lot of Gestalt therapists do, is you use a chair and the chair is who you want it to be. And you, for 10 minutes a day, whatever you want it to do is you talk to it. Yes, which is probably what the out there thing is. And I remember when I was creating Power to Succeed, I always felt that certain exercises didn't go deep enough.
Mm.
You know, when I was dealing with my stuff, you know, when I was out in Australia years ago, I got dumped by the girl I was in love with for a billionaire. You know, I know, right? And I had to deal with all this stuff from my past. And I was like, well, nothing's really getting deep enough.
Right.
And I started to look at this activity, this thing by Gestalt, the empty chair exercise. Okay, so I did that. And I wasn't quite satisfied, because you can do it with a person. And what I was like, but what if I could do it with a thing like success, a concept, money? What would money say back to me if I was to talk to money?
This is way off topic. I don't care.
Okay.
No. I was like, genuinely, I'm geeking out over this, because in the medieval period, they used to have these things called mystical pet
Are
days.
You saying I'll get burnt at this point?
I hope not. I have not. But get this. I'm pretty down with the medieval period. You might know it's the Dark Ages, like between, you know, 1066, the Norman invasion, and probably around the mid-1500s. P.S. I am a secret history massive geek, so you better watch out. interestingly, one of the first forms of drama and theatre were these things called mystery plays. And in the mystery plays, which were like touring companies, usually made up of like masons or some other kind of craft, they used to, basically the main theme of the play was that things or feelings or emotions were personified.
Ah.
So you'd have a cast, when the cast list would be greed, sadness, awesome, beauty, death, you know, so you
I'm
had
so
all
down
that
with that.
Right, yeah, exactly. You were like way ahead, way behind of your time,
yeah,
you know? So,
by 1,000 years.
Yeah, exactly, by 1,000 years. And what was so amazing is you got to see how these kind of abstract conceptual ideas, how they were personified, the qualities we attributed to them, and how they played out and affected people's lives. And then when listening to, often you'll have a single character in the middle of this who's then speaking to these got abstract you ideas, and the abstract ideas influence them and have a dialogue with him, and that will push him in, you know, the main character in a good or bad direction.
I see.
So this was something that, you know, people, and obviously in it, they had a very moralistic, that, you know, it was a morality tale. It was, you know, describing the kind of internal dialogues that we have with, you know, different ideals and concepts, and actually how they can manipulate us unknowingly into a path of action. And so I'm especially down with this idea because I think it's historically proven to be really, 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 really interesting.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I didn't know about that, so thank you for educating me. I knew about mystery plays. I wasn't aware it was conceptual. And then I started to devise this process.
Right.
So it's with two chairs but three characters, which is completely in line with what you're saying. There's yourself as today, let's say, Haley or Elliot. And then there's the concept. So whether it be success, money, could be confidence.
Uh-huh.
You could do it with a person that you're in conflict with. So I've done this with, I work with director level sometimes with my one-on-one sessions. And so I've taken people and put them in like their boss's shoes. You can do this with people. But for me, the most powerful thing is when you do it with a concept. So success, money, confidence. You as a strategist or whatever you see yourself as, you as a data. Mm-hmm. And so you sit as you as one chair, and then the other chair, you can either go through a process of visualization and seeing what would your success look like, talk like, feel like, stand like, but you do get them to sit down. Now, the key important part is to always talk to the chair.
Right.
Right. Now, you do have a facilitator normally asking you questions. And then the third state is the wise one, you know, and that's really where people go, whoa, because all this inner wisdom comes pouring out.
Right.
Because also you give yourself permission
right, totally,
to step out of being Elliot and how Elliot reacts and talking completely different to how success would talk to Elliot, or, and I know it's out there for those listening, or how confidence would talk to Elliot, or how money would speak to Elliot. And then the wise one, which is the all-seeing, all-encompassing, non-emotional, objective being that just sees both sides of things and is full of great wisdom. If you imagine going back to the even further than you know, Dark Ages, you know, sitting around the campfire with the wise one telling stories and bringing everyone in the village together, it's that kind of wisdom, and it comes pouring out of people. When people start it, they're like, oh, what am I going to say? I don't know what I'm going to say. This stuff isn't for me, you know. This is, you know. And then when they actually allow themselves and give themselves permission and go there, the wisdom, funnily enough, that comes out is incredible. And they're shocked. So I often suggest people record it and take note. I mean, I'd rather people don't write, but just record it. And when they listen back, they're like, who was that person?
Right.
Because they're just shocked at the wisdom and the knowledge and the advice that comes out.
Because here's the thing, I think that most people, well, everyone is all things all at once. You know, you're wise, you're foolish, you're optimistic, you're pessimistic. And people just get used, this is my personal belief anyway, to operating more in one zone or one space than the other. And that becomes part of their identity. And then they cling on to that and they actually disenfranchise all of these other abilities to work through different stuff. And most problems, or not a lot, most problems, lots of things, I think, can be readdressed or rebalanced by engaging with these different parts of yourself. So I kind of like the idea of the wise one, the center point, you know. Yeah. And sometimes actually, you know, if you're in a state of conflict or uncertainty, the general good advice is return to center, you know, return into yourself. And in there somewhere there is balance between, you know, not self-righteous, not self-pitying, just balance and wisdom
and non-emotional as well. That's the thing about the wise one, like the you know, the all-seeing wisdom, and whether that be, you can call it a higher power, you can call it God, you can call it the universe, but you know, in essence, it's your inner self, it's your inner guide, it's that compass within you that's always looking out for you anyway.
Right, but most of the time we choose to consciously ignore it because it might not suit or be comfortable, you know, in the situation. Like, we ignore the wisdom, and as I've learned myself very many times, you ignore the wisdom, the storm comes, and then you're awake.
Right.
You're awake, but the stuff, the knowledge was there anyway.
Exactly.
You just weren't accessing it or weren't able to accept it. And so I think sometimes though these exercises might sound strange and you might think, well, how does that relate to me meeting women? If you want to be better at meeting women, or you want to feel confident to approach a woman, you feel confident being sexual, or you want to be more, you want to engage with your masculine energy more, whatever your, you know, your goal with this might be, it's not something you have to learn by rote, like from a textbook. It's in there already. You just haven't accessed it fully yet. And that's the big trick. And that's the trick I find when I'm coaching people. It's a, you know, during any training. It's not that you have to really teach people that much. Okay, yeah, there's some like conversation skills and some social skills and general stuff that's helpful sometimes in that process. But you can do, everyone can do it anyway. Like, you can do it anyway. So it's, it doesn't, my job's quite easy. It's just facilitating, right? People just do stuff anyhow.
And it's not like something that's handed down to the privileged few, right? It's literally, everybody has it within them. It's not, we're not talking academic intellect. We're talking about something greater.
Yeah, it's intuitive. And also it's like, I always describe that state when you're making the right kind of call and decisions and you're seeing things clearly. It's you do feel clear in your head and you feel quite uplifted and, you know, positive, and you've got that energy and everything is open and you're in that state of mind, you know, when you're not being snapped at by fear, or you're not feeling hunched up or conflicted or strained.
Anxious.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling, right? So
yeah,
you know, you're in that right state of mind. And maybe if you're struggling to come to like the right course of action on something, or struggling to access a particular part of your personality, it might sound weird, but sometimes doing exercises that are a bit abstract, that allow your brain to start working, give yourself permission to work along those lines, can be extremely, extremely helpful to opening up different parts of yourself.
Yeah. And it also goes back to a little, you know, it's almost seriously playful.
Right.
You know, it's
love
giving
that.
Yourself permission to play with some serious outcomes to it. But, you know, if nothing else, you're standing, look, I'm going to talk of success now. And this is how success, I don't know if that's how your success would talk, you know, but I'm the wise one. And just, but it's the, here's the important part I want to actually distinguish to the listeners. It's not about acting, right? This isn't about acting as success, and it's about being success and being the wise one. And yes, look, it's slightly out there, but that's why when you experience it, it has such profound effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
That I've seen people's literally whole paradigm shift, their whole understanding, their whole relationship with success. Of course, it needs work after that. It's not a quick fix, blue pill, red pill. It's not. And I refuse to market that or sell that. Yeah,
well, that's just rubbish, by the way, guys. As a general footnote to all of this, if someone says they've got like a magic pill for everything or magic bullet, or you just need to do this one thing or this one program or this one, no, it's... courses help and they provide a good basis and they can help you to resolve stuff and really push you in the right direction, but ultimately it's down to, you know, personal motivation, consistency, and change takes time
and continuous.
Yeah,
and you know, you fail your way to the top, you know.
Yeah,
you really
I am down with that as an idea. Yeah, and that's amazing,
and that's the key thing to remember. So yes, it really shifts, but then the work begins, right? It's like, okay, I've made this move, I've made this shift, now I need to build from it. And that's what's really powerful about this Meet Your Success that we do. I've done it in various things. I do it one of my strategy weekends. It's, you know, meet your strategic self, because again, a lot of people have a problem seeing themselves as strategists. Like, I don't do strategy, I'm not a business owner. You know, it's like, okay, so it can be done conceptually with different concepts. Confidence, you know, your dating self can come and meet you and sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, your confident, sexy person.
Yeah.
That is in there, you know, that like the smooth operator.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm so down with it. I'm eyeing up, not the chair, but there's a lamp in the corner of my room that's catching my eye at the moment. It's
okay.
It's my potential figure.
Okay.
I think so. But, you know, if any of the guys are interested in this and they want to explore more of Power to Succeed, how do they find out about what
just
you
literally
do?
Go to powertosucceedtoday.com. So that's powertosucceedtoday.com. There's my book, there's the seminar, they can register, come join us for 2 days of really exploring. Obviously, Power to Succeed isn't just that activity. We look at things on a thought level as well as a meet your success. What does it mean to remain connected to your confidence? And it's a real powerful 2 days. And that's where people can find out more.
Oh, yeah, sounds amazing. I'm curious. I'm like, I'm also, if you want to read a mystery play, Everyman. That's my fave. You've ever heard that one? Really good. And of course, guys, if you like what you've heard on this podcast, as ever, we do not take the conventional approach into dating wisdom, because most of that is rubbish. And we actually try and talk about things that might actually be helpful long term, even if they sound a bit odd to you today. So I really hope you've enjoyed this. Please subscribe, comment, share if you've enjoyed it. And of course, I'll be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast. See you later, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.